It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne. The war in Libya is dragging on, and it's placing increasing strain on the rebels and the civilians in the eastern part of the country. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Rome today for talks about how to give financial aid to the rebels. The meeting of the Libyan Contact Group brings together countries involved in the NATO campaign in Libya. The rebels say they will need more than $1 billion in the coming months for basic needs like food and to keep hospitals running. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli is in Rome covering those talks, and she joins us now. Sylvia, good morning.
Good morning.
What is Secretary Clinton's message today?
Well, in a brief remark she gave to the press just before the meeting began, she said that the discussion will focus on how to increase pressure on Gaddafi diplomatically, economically, and politically to end the violence and to begin a democratic transition. She said that they will discuss financial assistance to the Transitional National Council. She was also asked by an Italian journalist whether the U.S. is considering a raid on Gaddafi like the one, the successful one on Osama bin Laden. And the secretary said that the best way to protect civilians in Libya is that Gaddafi stop attacking them and leave power. She said that is the outcome we are seeking.
When Mrs. Clinton talks about Gaddafi leaving, is she talking about a military solution, a political solution?
The problem with finding a political solution right now is that some weeks ago they were talking about finding some country that would give him a Gaddafi asylum. That's more difficult now with yesterday's announcement that the International Criminal Court prosecutor, Luis Moreno Campo, said he would seek 3 arrest warrants for crimes against humanity in Libya. He did not name his suspects, but it's likely that he might be seeking Gaddafi's arrest.
Do you anticipate that this conference is going to make much progress in getting more money into the rebels?
Well, I think the expectations are sort of low right now in the sense that the Italian foreign ministry spokesman has said that the idea is to get the participants to agree in principle to helping the rebels financially. He said this will not be a pledging conference. The Italians, who had depended heavily on Libyan oil exports before the fighting broke out in February, are hoping to find a way to allow the rebels to sell oil on the open market and also to find some way to get past UN sanctions and unfreeze assets tied to Gaddafi and channel the funds to the rebels, or else to help them use it as collateral for international loans. But the French foreign minister, Alain Juppé, has said that for legal reasons, unfreezing the assets will be difficult. Another goal of today's meeting, according to the French, is to build contacts with defectors from Gaddafi's government and officials who want to leave it. And the British have said that the meeting will also seek to impose new restrictions on arms smuggling and mercenaries operating within Libya.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli speaking to us from Rome. Sylvia, thank you.
Thank you, Linda.